So the past Shabbos was Parshas Vayigash. So in this parsha, Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. So the pasuk says, "Vayemer Yosef al Achav." Yosef said to his brothers, "Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'oid Avichai, is my father still alive?" And the Mefarshim all ask, "Why does Yosef ask if his father is still alive?" When the entire petition of Yehuda to Yosef was all about their father, that if Binyamin doesn't come back, that their father would die. So obviously their father is alive. So why was it necessary for Yosef to ask if his father is still alive? Later on in the parsha, there seems to be a consistent inconsistency regarding calling Yaakov by the name Yaakov and the name Yisrael. The pasuk constantly switches back and forth between Yaakov and Yisrael, sometimes in the same pasuk itself. Now we need to understand, when does the pasuk use the name Yaakov and when Yisrael? What is the pshat and the inconsistency? For a couple of examples, pasuk says, Hashem said to Yisrael in the vision of the night, "Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov," and he says, "Yaakov Yaakov." "Vayomer Hineni," and he says, "Here I am." So the pasuk begins, "Vayomer Aleikim LeYisrael," that Hashem said to Yisrael, and he says, "Yaakov Yaakov." So is it Yisrael or is it Yaakov? And that's in the same pasuk. A couple of pasukim later, it says, "Vayakom Yaakov meBeersheva." Yaakov got up from Beersheva. "Vayisu v'nei Yisrael es Yaakov avihem," and the children of Yisrael took Yaakov their father. "V'es tapam es neshema," the children and their wives, "ba'agolos asher shalach Paray losas oisai," in the wagons that Paray sent to carry him. So, in the same Mavish, in the same pasuk, it says, "Bnei Yisrael carried Yaakov Avihem." So, make up your mind. Is it Yisrael or is it Yaakov? In the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that Kol HaKoreh Avram Avram, that if somebody calls Avram Avinu Avram, one transgresses a positive mitzvah, and then there's another opinion that holds that one transgresses a negative mitzvah. Because it says, because the pasuk says, your name shall no longer be called Avram. So the Chazal understand this to be a prohibition, that one is not allowed to call Avram Avram. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that one is allowed to call Yisrael Yaakov, even though Hashem changed Yaakov's name to Yisrael. And the wording seems to be almost identical to that to Avraham Avinu. The pasuk says, "Lo yikore es shimcha, lo yikore oid shimcha Yaakov." The pasuk says, "Your name shall no longer be called Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yishmecha," rather Yisrael shall be your name. Nevertheless, there is nothing wrong with calling Yaakov Yaakov. We do so all the time. And the Gemara says, because in this week's Parsha, the pasuk that we just mentioned says that Hashem called him Yaakov. It says Hashem said, "Yaakov Yaakov." So we see that the name was not to be uprooted. It was supposed to be left in its place. So that itself needs understanding. Why is it that although Hashem changed Yaakov's name, just like he changed Avram's name, Nevertheless, the name Yaakov still sticks, which is not the case by Avraham Avinu. We also need to understand that whenever we refer to Yaakov as our father, Yaakov Avinu, he's one of our patriarchs, we always refer to him as Yaakov, never as Yisrael. No one ever says Yisrael Avinu. It's always Yaakov Avinu. Bashman Esrei, we say Elakei Avram, Elakei Yitzchak, Elakei Yaakov. You don't say Elakei Yisrael. So why is it that we, even though Hashem changed his name, and it would seem that Yisrael is represents more of a lofty and a higher level, why wouldn't we call him by his name Yisrael? Why do we call him by his name Yaakov? In Parshas Balak, the pasuk says, "Matovu oyhalecha Yaakov, mishkanoisecha Yisrael." How good are your tents, Yaakov, your dwellings, Yisrael? Here also, we need to understand why in the same pasuk that the Torah changes from Yaakov to Yisrael. Matovu oyhalecha Yaakov, mishkanoisecha Yisrael. So I think we can understand this based on a beautiful piece from the Chikasa Zayda in his Sefer Emek Tefillah in Parshas Miketz. He has a long arichas there, but he says a beautiful chiddush. He says that even though we are accustomed to the understanding that the name Yisrael represents a higher level, represents a yid on a higher level. It's Yaakov's more respected title, Yisrael. Yisrael represents are the letters Li Rosh, which is a term that represents the head. It's a lashon of Sarara. It's a lashon of greatness. And the name Yaakov, on the other hand, represents the lower level. Even referring to the Jewish people, when we're referred to as Beis Yaakov, it is a term for the lower level of Jews. And because Yaakov comes from the word Ekev, which is the heel, so you have Yisrael representing the head. It's Osius, the letters Li Rosh, and Yaakov representing the heel. So that is the understanding that we're all accustomed to. However, it says the Chakasar, it really is exactly the opposite. Meaning that Yaakov stands higher than Yisrael. And that is because, says the Shekasa, that the Yisrael indeed represents someone who is on a high level, that their heart and mind are in tune to godliness. They at that time when they are on this level of Yisrael, their mind is illuminated, their heart goes out with feeling, with love and fear to Hashem. That represents the level Yisrael. Whereas Yaakov is the lower level, which represents a Jew that feels that their mind is clogged, that their heart is clogged. They don't feel anything, they don't see any godliness. But here's the key word. The key word is that despite all of that, the Yaakov still overcomes their Yetzirah. Despite the fact that they don't feel anything, despite the fact that they don't see anything, they still perform the mitzvahs. They still overcome the Yetzirah. They still withstand their Nisyonos. So even though Yisrael might be on a higher level, on a higher spiritual level, because they're more in tune, nevertheless, the Yaakov is so much more appreciated by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Because, of course, the Yisrael is going to be able to overcome the Yetzirah and overcome their Nisyonos because they're in tune. Their heart and their mind are in touch with godliness. Whereas the Yaakov feels disconnected. And nevertheless, the Yaakov still perseveres with their with the emuna that all that it, with, which is all they have left, and they overcome their nesiyanis, they overcome the yetzahara, and they observe the mitzvahs. So, so truthfully, says the Chikasar, the Yaakov does stand on a higher level because the Yaakov overcomes their Yetzirah despite the fact that they're disconnected. Whereas the person that's on the Yisrael level and overcomes their Yetzirah, there is no guarantee that if this same person would be on a Yaakov level, that they would be able to overcome their Nisyonos, that they'd be able to overcome their Yetzirah. According to this, the Chikasar explains the Psukim and Parshas Vayishlach. It says, Vayivosar Yaakov Levadoi. Yaakov was left by himself. And he explains this to mean that Yaakov was left only as Yaakov. Meaning he was, at that time, it was just Yaakov. He was disconnected. He didn't see or feel any godliness. And it was at that point that he had a tremendous battle with his Yetzahara. As Chazal say, that the Ish is the Sar Shalesa of the Sota. And when the Sar Shalesa saw that he couldn't overcome the Yaakov, despite the fact that Yaakov felt disconnected, despite the fact that he didn't feel or see any godliness, nevertheless, Yaakov held his own. It was at that point that Vayiga b'chaf yirechoi. It was at that point that the Satan was able to have some effect, which is represented by him dislocating Yaakov's thigh. So the Sar Shel Esav says to Yaakov, Lo yikore oid shimcha Yaakov. You can't call yourself Yaakov anymore. Kiyam Yisrael. You can only call yourself Yisrael. Because I was able to overcome you when you were on the level of Yaakov. When you weren't in tune with godliness, I was able to overcome you. So you haven't lived up to the name Yaakov. You can't be a Yaakov. You might be Yisrael. Because when your mind and heart are illuminated, you're able to serve Hashem, you're able to overcome your nesiyonos, but you're no Yaakov. So the Chikasar totally reverses the pshat and the pasuk, which is usually understood that the Sar Shel Esav is giving Yaakov a bracha that he should be that he is now Yisrael, no longer just Yaakov. He's saying, no, what the Sar Shel Esav is telling him is, You can't call yourself a Yaakov anymore because you weren't. I was able to overcome you when you felt disconnected. You might be a Yisrael, but you're not a Yaakov. And perhaps this is why we find afterwards that Hashem tells Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Meaning, don't allow the Sar Shel Esav.
Hello?
Other line. Don't allow this Ashal Esav to let you think for a moment that you're not a Yaakov. You are a Yaakov. You did hold your own. You did whatever you could have to overcome the Yetzirah. Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. So now we understand why Yaakov needs both names. It's not just by, as we find by Avram Avinu, where there was a permanent change from Avram to Avram. By Yaakov, despite the fact that Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael because he had reached such high levels in godliness, nevertheless, Yaakov still needs the name Yaakov. There are always those times where the person feels disconnected. There are always those times when we don't feel like, when we don't feel godliness, when there are so many questions and so many nisyonos. And nevertheless, the Jew perseveres, and the Jew, just based on their strong emunah, the Jew is able to overcome. We need that title Yaakov, which is, as the Chakasa says, a much greater level than the level of Yisrael. And this is why our patriarch is not Yisrael. Our patriarch is Yaakov. Our patriarch, which represents that we need to emulate, is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is our father. When we're in touch, when we're in tune with godliness, we don't necessarily need to come on to Yaakov Avinu. At that time, we're able to hold our own. We're able to overcome our Yetzirah. It's in times when we're disconnected, when we feel disconnected. It's our time, those times when we feel like our hearts and our minds are clogged, that we don't see the Siyata Dishmaya, when all we're left to is the basic emuna that we have ingrained within ourselves. That's where we need to emulate the Yaakov. So Yaakov is Avinu. It's Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, not Elokei Yisrael. And this is why Chazal say, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu never died. And I believe that what Chazal are saying is that the definition of Yaakov Avinu, the definition of Yaakov, of that level called Yaakov, which is Avinu, is loy meis. It never dies. That is the definition. It's that perseverance that we're able to hold on no matter how disconnected we feel. Yisrael could die, meaning Yisrael can fade away. Meaning someone who is able only to serve Hashem when they feel connected, that is not going to last. That's something that's going to die. But Yaakov Avinu, the level Yaakov, the definition of the level Yaakov is that no matter how disconnected the person feels, loy meis, they are not going to die. They're not going to let go. So now we understand that as long as Yosef was in Mitzrayim, for those 22 years, where the Chazal say that the Shechina was nistalik from Yaakov Avinu, the Shechina removed itself from Yaakov Avinu, for 22 years, Yaakov felt disconnected. And yet for those 22 years, Yaakov persevered. Yaakov maintained his emunah in the Rabbanu Shalom. Yaakov remained Yaakov, despite the fact that he felt disconnected. And that's why we find that immediately after Yaakov was notified that Yosef was alive, the next pasuk says, Vayomer Yisrael. Yisrael said, because at that point he no longer was Yaakov. Once he found out Yosef was alive, and the pasuk says, Vatchi ruach Yaakov aviyam, that the Shechinah rested upon Yaakov again, Yaakov felt connected. It was no longer Yaakov, it was Yisrael. But for 22 years it was Yaakov, without feeling any connection. And Yosef, that knew throughout the entire time that the Shechinah must have departed from Yaakov, since Yaakov was so distraught over Yosef's disappearance, he was constantly worried whether Yaakov was able to hold his own. Was Yaakov able to persevere? Was Yaakov able to remain the patriarch that he was and that he was destined to be? So as soon as he said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, he blurted out his main concern, Ha'oid Avi Chai, is my patriarch still alive? Meaning, as Yaakov held his own despite the fact that he was disconnected for so long. He knew Yaakov was physically alive. That was Yehuda's petition. But that wasn't his question. Ha'id Avichai, is my patriarch still alive? And now we understand that when Yaakov was going down to Mitzrayim, it says, Vayomer Elokim LiYisrael, Hashem said to Yisrael, because Yaakov was now connected again. So the pasuk says, Hashem said to Yisrael. But what did he say to him? What was he showing him? V'marais halayla. Hashem was showing him visions of the night. Hashem was showing him that what was in store for Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was visions of darkness. That he was descending into yet another period of Yaakov. Another period of disconnection from godliness. Hashem said to Yisrael, "B'maris halayla," and Hashem showed him visions of darkness. Vayomer, and Hashem asked Yaakov, "Yaakov, Yaakov, Yaakov, are you ready for another period of Yaakov? You just got over 22 years of being a feeling disconnected, and you passed that nisayon with flying colors." Vayomer, now I'm showing you more visions of darkness. Are you prepared for more Yaakov? Vayomer hineini. And Yaakov, as a loyal servant, said to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I am here. I am prepared for whatever you have in store for me. So the children of Yaakov, knowing that they were going down to Mitzrayim, knew that there was one thing they must take along with them. And that thing is Yaakov Aviyam. And that's why the pasuk says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, which at that time Yaakov was Yisrael. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael es Yaakov Aviyam. They carried, what they took along with them to Mitzrayim was Yaakov their patriarch. They knew that that's something that they're going to need in Mitzrayim. So Matovu Oyalecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael is telling us that every Jewish home must be founded and based on these concepts of Yaakov and Yisrael. A home can't just be based on Yisrael when we feel like it. When we see the godliness, when we feel the godliness, that's when we'll observe the Torah. That's when we'll overcome our Yetzirah. A Jewish home must be founded upon the basis of Yaakov. Even if we don't feel, even if we don't see, we must do what we know is right. These days of Teves are referred to in the Sfarim as Leile Teves Aruchim, the long Teves nights. It's a reference to the fact that the days of Teves sometimes seem to be filled with darkness. We feel sometimes disconnected. And we need to come on to the level of Yaakov. And to know that if we persevere, despite the fact that we're connected, that we feel disconnected, we are then on the level of Yaakov, which is a greater level than Yisrael. As the Shekhasar explained. And that's why Chodesh Teves is the exact gematria, the exact numerical value as Yaakov Yisrael. It's a time that we need to come on to not only the level of Yisrael, but to the level of Yaakov, because there are Marais Halayla, there are visions of darkness. Leile Teves Aruchim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help us maintain our levels of Yaakov and Yisrael throughout the Leile Teves Aruchim, throughout the long Golus night in general, until the time that we're Zeicha to the great light, where the whole world will be filled with godliness. Umalor es Deas Hashem, when we'll all be on the level of Yisrael. Vivias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu Amen.